message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
Appreciate God for this great privilege, and at the same time appreciate our Father in the Lord in Asepsia for giving us the privilege to be here. Hallelujah. And also please help me as I appreciate Pastor Moshebi for the great thing that God is doing through him. Hallelujah. I have just limited time, and I still want us to praise tonight, because the topic tonight is praise for open door. Praise for open door. Somebody shout praise for open door. Again, say praise for open door. Revelation chapter 3, verse 7 to verse 8. Jesus is speaking here and is giving message to the churches in Asia, and to a particular church. In verse 7, the Bible says, "And to the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things saith he that is holy." You remember that sometimes ago, I told you that anytime you are reading your Bible and you see the word "say it," that it is a old English name of King James Version of saying "says." So it's a present continuous tense. So Jesus is the one speaking here, and he's still speaking right now. Somebody shouts hallelujah. He said, "This thing says he that is holy," that is Jesus, "he that is true," that is Jesus. So he never lies. Somebody say, Jesus never lies. Now, he said, "He that has the key of David." He that has the key of David. Jesus is the one that has the key of David. What does the Bible mean by the word "key of David"? Time will not permit me to explain to us what the Bible says. What the Bible means about the keys of David. But you see, Jesus is saying that I have a key in my hand. And he now said, "Me, Jesus, I'm the one that opened it." And he said, "If I open any door, no man will shut it. And if I close door against bad luck for you, if I close door against death for you, if I close door of failure for you, if I close door of misfortune for you, if I close door of death for you," he said, "no man will be able to open it." Why? He said, "I have the key." Jesus said, "I have the key." Doors indicate access. Door indicate access. Because doors allow us access to entering. Every one of us that gain access into this holy place, we came through a door. So the door allows us access in. If the door is closed, the access is denied. But once the door is opened, then access is granted us. So, and you know that doors require key to allow access. Because without key, the door will not be opened. And keys on its own indicate authority, power, or control. When Jesus is saying that "I have the key of David," he's saying that I have the authority, I have the power, and I have the control of the... if you read Isaiah chapter 22, verse 22, you will come about the same phrase in a better way. And also if you read Isaiah chapter... where Jesus was talking about in the chapter 9, Bible was talking about Jesus coming. The Bible said, "Kingdoms shall be upon his shoulder." So he's actually talking about kingdom authority. He's talking about governmental power. He's talking about access. He's talking about control. He that has the key has control. He that has the key has the authority. He that has the key dictates what happened. Without key, man remains helpless. He that has the key has the power and authority and control over access. I know probably what has happened to you one or two times, or somebody that happens to, that they saw a key. They wanted to enter. The door was locked, but they could not enter because key were not with them. I remember a particular day, one day, it was very one night like that, a friend came for a visit. We talk. After about, this is a guy that when he comes, we talk, and he talks about spiritual things. And we enjoy each other's fellowship a lot. So when he came, he's a pastor anyway,
So when he came, we talk and talk and talk. So it was a time for me to, you know, see him off. So, and even when I see him off, we still continue talking. So I locked the door. No, I was using padlock then, and I padlocked the door. But you see, I thought that I have the key with me. But the only key I took with me was the key of my car. So the one I know, the padlock, is not with the car key. All right? So I locked the key inside. So, and I went out. So, and we continued talking and continued talking and continued talking till about past 10. So when I came back for me to enter, I checked the key, the bunch of keys in my hand. The key to the door is not there. I was stranded. You know what I did? It was on Saturday. I have to sleep inside the car because I could not break the door. In fact, there is a man who was a welder around the house then. So I went to his house. I locked and, you know, said, "Sir, please, can you just come and help me to break the door?" The man said, "No. That, no, he will not do it for me. I beg." "But you know me." He said, "No, that their law will not allow them to do that." I beg and beg, "But you know me now. This is my house." The man said, "No." I was stranded. I had to sleep inside the car till the daybreak. Hallelujah. Access to my own house was denied because I do not have a key. Also, our pastor one day, I can never forget this, you know, traveled and was in Ibadan, and there's one of our members, you know, some of our members were with him, and some few people were with him. And he asked somebody to go and bring something from the boot of the car. So the person went to the boot of the car, pick whatever I want to pick, and mistakenly he dropped the car key inside the boot. By the time he was done, he closed the boot. When it was time for them to move, movement was denied because there was no key. They have to send somebody from Milori to bring the spare key down to Ibadan. The car will not say, "Ah, but you are my owner. Enter, don't worry, I'll do it." Why? Because key is needed for access. And with the right key, the right door will open. I'm praying for somebody tonight. With the key of praise, doors shall be opened unto you in the name of Jesus. I say doors shall be opened unto you in the name of Jesus. There are different types of door of key. There's physical key or traditional keys that we all know, like the one I talked about. The one from, you know, give me access to my room then. Physical key or traditional key. But also there are some electrical key. It comes in form of remote control, like the one you have, that of your car. It might be in a form of password to enter, to log in into your into your system, to your computer, or to your phone, or whatever. It can also be key card. Life has advanced to level that people use key card. That key card, it was like it's like an ATM card. And it gives you access and control over many doors. You can use it for many doors when it is controlled. The purpose of that is to restrict movement, just to monitor and control so that you know exactly who is coming. If you give somebody the key card and a person slotting in, and if you don't want the person to come back, you can deny the person access of coming out. All right? And also, there are some key that they are biometrical. You may say, "Okay, I don't want to go through the stress of knocking and everything. Only what you do is your thumbprint. Once you place your thumbprint in, the door is open. When you are done, you do it again, the door is closed." Then we have master key. Master key is one singular key that opens many doors in your house if you configure it. The Bible never leave us in a doubt. Because that's a song that we used to sing then. Say, "Prayer is the key, prayer is the key, prayer is the master key. Jesus started with prayers and ended with prayers. Prayer is the master key." How true? Prayer is a master key because it opens many doors. If you read Acts of Apostles chapter 12 from verse 11 to 20, you see it there. When Paul was arrested and put in the prison, the Bible said that church were praying. Prayer was being rendered in church every day. Church was being rendered every day continuously. And miraculously, the angel of God came in and opened the door. He opened the door so much so that the man who was guiding the door was there. Even when they came to check the next morning, they looked at it, they saw the man, the guide was there. They saw the key, the padlock was locked, but they couldn't find the man. Why? Prayer, master key. But also, the third type of prayer, of key that I want to talk about is what I call spiritual key. And I have another term to hit. I call it super spirited key. Don't bother to look at it in the dictionary, it's not there. But sometimes in the future we'll be putting it there. Super spirited key. Super spirited key is the key of praise. It's the key of praise. That if you have it, things become easy to you. Pastor, why are you saying that key are spiritual? Let me show you in the Bible. In Matthew chapter 16, verse 19, or first of all, Luke chapter 11, verse 22, Jesus was rebuking the religious leader of the day. He was talking, he said, "Woe unto you lawyers." Man, he's not talking about lawyers, the profession we have now. So don't say, Jesus rebuked lawyers, so I will not become a lawyer. No. The lawyer, Jesus was referring to here, that people that the custodian of Mosaic law, is that the Pharisees and the Sadducees. He said, "Woe unto you lawyers." He said, "Because you've taken away the key of knowledge." He said, "You don't go in, and the those that are coming, you disallow them from coming in." He said, "Woe unto you lawyers, because you have taken away the key of knowledge." So knowledge is a key. Knowledge is not tangible. But Jesus says, they take it away. He called it keys. And also in Matthew chapter 16, verse 19, we'll begin to read from verse 16. Jesus was asking, "Who do men say I am?" Say, "Oh, you are a prophet. Oh, you are this. Oh, you are Elijah. Oh, you are that." He asked, "So who do you say that I am?" Peter responded, he said, "You are Christ." Jesus replied, he said, "Flesh and blood did not reveal this to you." Now, he now said in verse 18 that you are Peter. "Upon this rock will I build my church. I'll build my church and the gate of hell will not prevail." And particularly in verse 19, Jesus says, he said, "I will give you the keys of heaven." So he used plural. He said, "And I will give unto you the keys of heaven. And whatever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And anything you lose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Brother and sister, the kingdom of heaven cannot be seen with our physical eyes. Yet Jesus is saying, "I will give you keys to that kingdom." So it's spiritual. That key is spiritual. So Jesus meant to say, "I will give you the authority. I will give you the power and the control that whatever you bind here on earth, as you do that on earth, it's been done in heaven. As you lose it here on earth, it's been lost in heaven." I decree to the life of somebody listening to me tonight that every challenges of your life, they are destroyed today in the name of Jesus. I say whatever it is that is the issue of concerning your life, before this service will be over, they become testimony for you in the name of Jesus. I said they become testimony for you in the name of Jesus. And that Revelation chapter 3 in verse 8, the Bible says, "I know thy work. I know that you come to church every now and then. I know that you pray every now and then. I know that you dance for me. I know that you sing. I know that you walk in the church. I know that you give. I know that you sacrifice. I know that you give your time whenever it is convenient and when not it is convenient. I know when you go out for evangelism. I know when you have to spend your money. I know when you have to trek to church." He said, "All of this is not hidden from him." He said, "I know your works. Everything you are doing, brother and sister, is not hidden from Jesus. Every of your neighbor of love, Jesus is seeing them and is recording them." And he said, "I know it." He now said, "Behold." He said, "Behold, that is see." He said, "I have set before thee an open door." He said, "I have set before thee." Notice what Jesus said. Jesus did not say, "I will set before you an open door." He said, "I have set before you an open door." He said, "I have set before you an open door. I have set before you an open door." In other words, I have set before you access to entrance. I have set before you access to your breakthrough. I have set before you access to your blessings. I have set before you access to financial fortune. I have set before you access to miracle. I have set before you access to good husband. I have set before you access to good wife. I have set before you access to business breakthrough. I have set before you promotion. Jesus is saying, "I have set it before you." He said, "Only what you need to do is to see it." He said, behold. He now said, and no man can sort it. No devil will sort it. Oh, he said, no devil will sort it. The door that God has opened unto you, no one will sort it tonight. In the name of Jesus. To make it to open permanently and never to be sought, praise is what is needed. Jesus has set the door before us. So therefore, what we need is to acknowledge what he has done and to give him praise for it. And then enjoying the blessings thereof. Somebody shout hallelujah. Praise is a spiritual key that opens every door. Praise is a spiritual key that opens every door. Oh, no wonder. Maybe this is what Deborah understood. In Judges chapter 5, in verse 3, Deborah said, I will. Can I get the scripture on the screen? Judges chapter 5, verse 3. He said, hear, O ye king. Give ear, O ye princes. Even I, we sing unto God. I will sing praises to the Lord God of Israel. Verse 12, go to verse 12. He now said, awake. I love verse 12. Awake, awake. Deborah, awake, awake. Utter a song. Arise, Barak, and lead the captivity captive. Thou sons. The woman is saying, I'm be sleeping. I need to be awake. Can you tap your neighbor sitting next to you? Don't be asleep. Don't be asleep. Don't sleep. Awake, awake. Tap another neighbor. Say, awake, 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 awake. God is about to do something. Awake, awake. He's awaiting your praise. Say, awake, awake. There are three uplifting wonders of the keys of praise. Before I drop the mic, there are three uplifting wonders of the keys of praise that we want to hope let you know. You know, David said in Psalm 34, verse 1, then magnify the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless the name of the Lord. You see, he said, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Look at verse 2. He said, my soul shall make a boast in the Lord. In other words, I will say, God is with me. The blessing that is coming to me is not going to come by my power. It's coming by God. I know that we'll never be stranded in life. I know that we'll never be without cash. I know that we'll never be a failure. My school fee is going to be paid supernaturally. I'm not going to struggle. He's making me boast in the Lord because he knows that God has the ability to do it. Number one, uplifting wonders of praise, of the key of praise is that, number one, the key of praise grants you universal access. The key of praise grants you universal access. In other words, your access is not restricted. Your access is not geographical. It can be localized. If you are a man of praise, then you give God praise. Everywhere you go, access is given you. Why? Because you are God's wonder. God tabernacled in you. So everywhere you go, wonders happen to you. I heard of a man of God. He said, anytime I'm traveling now, I forget money. When I'm coming back, I get money necessary, and I give people money. He said, I forget to take. The last thing I remember is money. Sometimes I forget money. And before you get that, money is coming in. Why? Because this is a man of praise. This is a man of God who understands God. This is a man who understands the key, who has the key of praise. So he grants him access, universal access anywhere in the world. That grace is coming upon you tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus. Number two, the key of praise grants you authority over the law of nature. It grants you authority over the law of nature. Jesus multiplied fish and he shared it and the thing never finished. All of them he ate and finished. That is Matthew chapter 14 from 13 to 21. Also in John chapter 11, a man by the name Lazarus died for 4 days. When the man died, Jesus dwelt there. And in verse 41 to 43, the Bible made us understand that Jesus called forth for Lazarus. The Bible said Jesus cried out with a loud voice. He said, Lazarus, come forth. But before Jesus did that, even before he multiplied fishes, he said, Lord, I thank you because you hear me always. He broke the bread and he blessed it. The same way, when he gone to the dead man called Lazarus, the Bible says, Jesus, thank God. He said, Father, I thank you because you hear me always. He's a man of praise. So, with that key of praise that he has, the law of nature akin to his voice, the law of nature's were suspended for him. I don't know what the nature is saying concerning you that is against the plan of God for you. Because by the time you are done with the praise tonight, every law, every natural law shall be suspended for you in the name of Jesus. Maybe your proposal is submitted and they tell you that they will not answer to it because of this, because of that. But by the time we are done with this, God will give you access in the name of the Lord Jesus. Maybe you have been denied of visa. Hear me this morning. As you praise God, God is going to give it to you miraculously. Miraculously in the name of Jesus Christ. I don't know what seems difficult for you, but after the praise this morning, it shall be made easy for you in the name of Jesus. Number three, I love this very word. The key of praise grants you accelerated race. It grants you accelerated, it makes your rising to be speedy. It makes your promotions to be faster. When others are complaining, you say, no, I will not complain. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Others may be complaining of stagnation, but for you, your song is promotions. Because you know that promotion comes not from the west, not from the south, not from the east, but it comes from the Lord. So you direct your praise to Him and you are blessing God. You are praising Him, you are appreciating Him, and as you do that, God begins to raise you up. God begins to take you up. God begins to take you up. I don't know the race you're involved in, but I dare to tell you this morning that praise, it will give you a race in a race. Whatever the race may be, God accelerates that race and give you a race above your equal. Everybody around you, we know that God has lifted you up in the name of Jesus. Everybody, we know that God has elevated you in the name of Jesus. Can you quickly rise to your feet this morning? Hallelujah. Rise to your feet this morning. Hallelujah. Are you sleeping? Can you clap your hands to God to appreciate the name of the Lord? Give God a praise. Give Him all the glory. You know, praise to God is a food. And when you are fed, you are satisfied. And then you can hearken to, you know, you can run an errand for anybody that sent you on an errand when you eat and you are satisfied. This morning, you are going to praise God like you've never done before. Because, you see, through the Sabbath of God, God has declared that this is a month of open door. And you see, it continues. You know why? Jesus says that this door that I open unto you, no man will close it. So the door is permanently open unto you. So we need to praise God this morning. Can you open your mouth and bless the name of the Lord? Say, Father, I thank you for access. I thank you for open door. Say, Lord, I thank you for open door. I bless you. I bless you. I bless you. I bless you. I give you all the praise and give you all the glory. Blessed be your holy name. You are worthy. 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 Blessed be your name, Father. There is no one like you. There is no one like you. There is no one like you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, can you pray to God? Say, Lord, let my praise tonight be acceptable. Let it work wonders in my life. Let the praise this morning work wonders in my life. Let it bring about my promotions. Let it suspend every protocol. In the name of the Lord Jesus, even as we praise you from our heart this morning, Lord, we pray that all access have been granted us. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Rebo Shat. Tabaya, blessed be your name. For in Jesus' mighty name we are praying.
Wow, I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. Appreciate you.